So firstly, let's talk about what emotional eating is. Eating isn't always a response to physical hunger. Many people's eating behaviors are strongly influenced by their emotions. For example, you may turn to food for comfort when you're feeling stressed or low, or you may avoid eating when you're feeling worried or anxious. Emotional eating is using food to improve your emotional state, to fulfill an emotional need. However, in the long term, it often leaves you feeling worse. It leaves you feeling guilty and causes even more emotional distress. We're going to undertake a reflective activity. I want you to think about a time recently where you've experienced emotional distress, and I want you to think about your eating pattern during that time. Turn to page one to undertake this activity. So it can be really helpful to think of a recent situation where you've experienced emotional distress for this activity, thinking about what happened in the last 2 to 3 weeks. As you can see from my example, I thought about a recent incident. Whenever I feel any intense emotions, I turn to food for comfort. A recent example is during a stressful period at home. I use chocolate to make myself feel better. Take a moment to have a think about a recent situation and how your eating pattern responded to that.